Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter... Wonderful pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, it is a Friday on the eve of the last four-game weekend of the NFL season. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, the Blazing Four. I only really like one game. I'm only going to put my money on one game. The Blazing Four this weekend. Joy Taylor is joining me.
That was a very dramatic open.
After this weekend, the whole season, 3 games, 2 days, football season's over. Mm-hmm. This is the last big collective weekend. And then 3 games left, 2 days.
What a season it's been.
It has. So years ago, my first job out of college was Las Vegas. I worked for the NBC affiliate. I did an inning of play-by-play with the Las Vegas Stars. They're now named the Las Vegas 51s for Area 51, the UFOs. Funny name. And I was very lucky. The Mob was still in Vegas. The late Jerry Tarkanian, the Rebels, were the number one college basketball odyssey in the country. And Mike Tyson was emerging as a controversial, polarizing superstar in boxing. And there was nothing like Tyson fights. I was nervous. I don't get nervous going to games. I'd be nervous. He would knock people out in the first round, but you never knew what you were getting. Did he train? Was he in good shape? Did he have good corner people? It was all over the map. And I think about that because you never knew what you were going to get. And when Patrick Mahomes came into this league and emerged as a superstar with Andy Reid, they didn't do everything well, but they had the league's best knockout punch, the league's best fastball. At their best, they were easily the best. And what makes it difficult this weekend on the fourth and final game that will be played, Buffalo at Kansas City, is Buffalo has actually surpassed Kansas City as the best knockout punch in the league. 10 times this year. 10 times. They beat teams in the NFL, this is not college football, by over 2 touchdowns. Green Bay, number one seed in the NFC, did it five times. Kansas City, five times. In fact, not only does Buffalo knock people out, they knock Kansas City out by 18 points. Two times this year, the Bills shut teams out. There were only eight shutouts in the league this year. They have a quarter of them. The Bills went into Kansas City, and Josh Allen was jumping over people, and they were dominating and unstoppable. So that's why I have said the Bills, it's hard to get my arms around them. They are Mike Tyson. I could see Josh Allen going crazy at Arrowhead, jumping over people, throwing the ball around the yard. Kansas City gets in a hole. They've got a good pass rush, and it gets ugly. I could see that. I don't expect it, but I could see it. Because I've never seen Bill Belichick in 20 years not have an answer for a player. He has no answer for Josh Allen. The last two times they've played, he has done virtually anything he's wanted to against Belichick. That's not the way it works. Belichick eventually has an answer for everybody. I mean, he's 2-2 against Mahomes, and Patrick has his way, but Patrick Mahomes has had bad halves. But the last two times I've watched Belichick against Josh Allen, it's not competitive. He does whatever he wants, mostly, even when Belichick has the right defense in at the goal line. And what you hope with Josh Allen is there's the good Josh Allen and the bad Josh Allen. Because every game they won this year, they won by over 10 points. It's very Tyson. Mike either knocked you out, or if there was strategy involved, you beat Mike. Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis. If it got into strategy, then you beat Mike. But if it got into a brawl, it was over, and it was often over very early. What you hope for is Josh Allen, in his wins, had a passer rating over 100. And in his losses, had a passer rating of 81. That's Daniel Jones. So that's what you pray for. Josh Allen is off. But five of Buffalo's 12 wins, almost half, they scored 40 or more points. They have surpassed Kansas City as the best heater in the sport, the best knockout punch in the sport. At their peak, they are even more dynamic and unstoppable, mostly because Josh Allen is 6'6 and can hurdle people. He's never had an injury. He's just bigger and stronger than Patrick Mahomes. Emmanuel Sanders played with Peyton Manning in his prime. Emmanuel Sanders, maybe out of his prime, but Peyton won a Super Bowl in Denver. He played with the Big Ben near his prime. And he recalled one of his first practices with Josh Allen.
Probably like three or four practices in, it was just throw to Cole Beasley. It was probably like a 40-yard post route down the field. And most guys, like they have to put some type of air on that ball to get it there. And I mean, Josh, just a flick of the wrist. And I mean, just on a rope, just 40 yards. And I look around and I'm looking around and I'm looking at everybody seeing if they're like surprised by it. But nobody's surprised by it but me. Because everybody's kind of just used to those type of throws. And I'm like, I've been around the league a long time. That's not a normal throw, you know what I mean? And that's when I knew. I knew he was different.
I suspect we will not get a duplicate performance earlier this year. Because Josh Allen, though amazing, is not quite as consistent or refined yet as Mahomes. But this is the best team in the league when they're on. And they bulldoze you and roll over you really fast. I'll have my blazing four picks in 1 hour. All right, let's shift to this. You noticed something last week in the NFL playoffs. Let's look back for a second. Who were the stars of the playoffs last week? I'm gonna throw a few names at you. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Deebo Samuel, and Mike Evans. Oh, wait. That's because they're stars in the regular season. Nick Foles is an outlier. We don't ask our good players to perform better in the playoffs. And Michael Irvin was blasting Dak and CeeDee Lamb and Zeke recently on a podcast, and here's the former Cowboy great.
Emin and I stood in that tunnel before every game. I'm going to tell you this. We looked at each other and we said, we called ourselves double trouble before we hit the field. If we don't get up, we got no shots, period. Because we knew if we didn't show up, we got no shot. our stars didn't show up. We had no shot. Whenever you got disorder, dysfunction, we can't have our stars putting up role player numbers like 31 yards rushing, one catch for 21 yards, 69 passer rating, and then have our role players putting up numbers like Schultz and Wilson.
Well, that's because Troy Aikman was top three in the league in his prime, and Michael Irvin was a Hall of Famer, and Emmitt Smith was arguably the best running back. They also had a Hall of Fame coach elevating them. Has anybody considered that Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and Zeke aren't stars? I mean, you watched the Cowboy game last week. The best player on the field to me was Deebo Samuel. He was the most dominating athlete. If you look at the Cowboys' best players right now, are you asking CeeDee Lamb and Zeke to be something they can't be? Are you asking Dak something he can't be? Dak against playoff teams not named the Eagles this year was 1-5 with a 92 passer rating. That's Mac Jones. Zeke had two games over 100 yards rushing. He had 52 yards or fewer in 12 games, and the Cowboys have the highest rated offensive line. CeeDee Lamb disappeared at the end of the year, a seven-game stretch with no touchdowns and the drops. Why would they be stars in the playoffs? They weren't stars during the year. The best Cowboy player right now is Micah Parsons. Watch the games. He looks better than everybody else. Number two is Zach Martin. And number three is Trayvon Diggs. Those are the three best players. They're dominating players. After that, the punter and old left tackle Tyron Smith, who week to week, his health is an issue. But the top three best players, nobody disputes that. Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons, Zach Miller. Those are the three best players. Those are great players. Those are Hall of Fame level players. And then the next two guys, when Brad's healthy, Tyron Smith is healthy, he's very good. And, you know, it's a punter. You just don't see him a lot. We're not punting as much as we used to in the NFL. But you're asking CeeDee Lamb, who at the end of the year disappeared, to be a great player. Well, he wasn't a great player post-Thanksgiving. You're asking Zeke to be a great player. He was 3 years ago. You're asking Dak to be great against a great defense. By the way, this defense for the Niners is 3-0 against Aaron Rodgers the last several years in the playoffs. So you got to be careful about asking people to do something they don't do. I think CeeDee Lamb's potentially really good. He's not a star yet. He's just talented. He's a playmaker, but he's not a star. Dak, I've said before, he's nobody wants to acknowledge this, but he's kind of in the Kirk Cousins class. That's kind of the class we put. We don't put him in the Josh Allen class. We don't put him in the Kyler Murray dynamic class. We don't put him in Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Brady's class. So don't ask non-stars against better competition to dominate. There's a reason Aikman, Irvin, and Emmitt did. They were as good as anybody in the world at their position in their prime with a Hall of Fame coach created game plans to elevate each. Not only are Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and Zeke not that class, you think Mike McCarthy's elevating people? That's not what I see. All right, busy day, jam day. I told you this week, I try to envision how games will go. And, you know, obviously this year in the NFL, not great. But, you know, last week I was 2-2 on my bets, but I was 4-0 on the outcomes. I thought Kansas City was going to beat Pittsburgh. So, like last week, in my mind, I could visualize the way the games would turn out. Forget the line, just how they would turn out. This week, I like the favorites. I can envision an upset with three of the four. I couldn't all week. And then, a little deep dive last night, there is a way. I can see it now. A roadmap to the Niners winning. I'll talk about that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know, last week we had some blowout games, so I just want good games. I cannot wait for Saturday night at Lambeau Field. It's 3 degrees, 3 to 5 degrees. Just the Packer Niners, those games, it's going to be really physical. So I said this before. I think we all know this. I think a loss for Aaron Rodgers would be pretty disastrous. Like last week I said, Matt Stafford's got to win that game. You can't be traded first-round picks for Jared Goff and lose a home playoff game to a struggling team in Arizona. And Mike McCarthy pressure. I don't see a lot of pressure this weekend for anybody. I mean, if Tennessee lost, none of us can figure out how the hell they're the number one seed anyway. How'd they get here without Derrick Henry? But I do think with Aaron Rodgers, a loss, he's put himself in a pedestal. He's taken a lot of shots at people, the media, the Packer front office. A lot of people want to get their wax if he loses. He's going to get crushed if he loses. He's going to get ripped by the media, the vax crowd. He's going to get, you know, that front office in Green Bay took a lot of crap, that 30-minute soliloquy before the season when he stood at the podium and took hacks at the front office. By the way, a really good front office, an excellent drafting front office. People don't forget. He'd be 0-4 against San Francisco. But I've said I can see every upset. I can see Cincinnati against a pretty conservative Tennessee offense getting big plays out of Burrow and Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase is just a game changer. You can't explain certain people. Jamar Chase could have 200 yards receiving and you'd be like, yeah, that's what he does. And Burrow plays with a certain confidence. He's 6 or 7-0 in the biggest game of his career. You could see him pulling it off. Tennessee's not that lethal offensively. I could see the Rams beating the Bucks. I don't think it'll happen, but let's be honest. Right now, Tampa's offensive line, their center is hobbled and their right tackle is hobbled. Against Aaron Donald and Von Miller, Tom Brady could be in a space where they're not running the ball and he has no time to throw. And Tom has bad games. I can see Josh Allen and Buffalo just having – they already beat Kansas City once. The Green Bay-San Francisco game, I just can't see Green Bay losing. Because last week, San Francisco completely outplayed Dallas, and it was still they almost gave it away. And San Francisco's weakness is their corners against the MVP at quarterback, probably. It just feels like it's just going to be Green Bay. But I did think, I thought to myself, okay, think about, I want to envision an upset. So here's the best I can do in an upset. San Francisco wins the toss and takes the ball. They want to play with a lead. They know playing with a lead puts more pressure on Aaron. So the trend in the NFL is give the ball up. San Francisco's on the road. No, we'll take it first. Green Bay's run defense struggles a lot. Give up like 4.5 yards a carry. San Francisco's strength is running. So San Francisco scores first. It is really cold, and it's a really physical game. And because David Bakhtiari is not 100% and is questionable to start, they get a pretty good pass rush. And Aaron takes a couple of shots, and that ground's even colder at 3 degrees. And Aaron goes to the sideline and says, let's shorten up the routes a little bit. Our offensive line's being a little compromised here. And all of a sudden, that offense is not quite as dynamic by the middle of the second quarter because they're compromised on the offensive line. And then Green Bay goes into the second half, and the game is tight, like last year against Tampa. And the Niners are playing with total house money, and they're loose. And they're in the game, and Green Bay gets a little tight. There's a ton of pressure on this team. That's why the Rams last week pretty much decided that game early. They could run the football. There was no reason for Matt Stafford to be tight. There was no reason to be tight. You go late third quarter, early fourth, Aaron's watching some of this game because Green Bay is not able to consistently stop. Their offensive line gets compromised. They kind of shorten the routes. It's a little less dynamic, and they get a little tight. That's about the only way I can see it happening. I'm not saying it's going to, but I think Aaron is aware. He did a lot of talking this offseason and during the season. I think he realizes how big this is for him. Aaron Rodgers.
Success is often based, you know, for quarterbacks on championships won a lot of times. I think success individually is much more than that. But I understand that in our business, so much of it is focused on the wins and losses, especially in the playoffs, Super Bowl rings and all that stuff. I understand that's part of my legacy I'll be judged on when I'm done playing.
Just ask yourself, Burrow loses. Really? You're outraged? Stafford loses. He won a playoff game and the toughest division in football. Brady loses. Yeah, he's won 7 Super Bowl. Only one quarterback this week loses. And you know what the lead story is. For a Saturday night game, that will lead our show Monday if Aaron loses. Like, so he knows that. He's totally, absolutely aware of it. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Matthew Stafford was able to get the win over the Bucs during the regular season, and he is familiar with the type of defense that he's going to see on Sunday. He's hoping the Rams will be able to match their aggressiveness.
They're bringing corners, they're bringing safeties, they're bringing backers, they're bringing simulated, they're bringing all sorts of stuff. So you just got to do a great job as a quarterback trying to, you know, decipher what's coming. Either get it picked up or get the ball out of your hand. Try to make sure we're running into favorable looks. It's a lot on my plate. It's a lot on the plate of our entire offense. But at the same time, we're excited about the opportunity. You know, sometimes you play aggressive coordinators. You try to be aggressive right back to them and see what happens.
I don't usually take too much from a week 3 game when it comes to a rematch in the postseason. You're very different teams at this point.
Right.
You have different personnel at this point in the season. But
they matched up well.
They did match up well. He was 27-38, 343 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 134 passer rating. But he's pretty good against the blitz.
He's very good against
and
the blitz.
And Tampa has had an extra rusher on 40.8% of their defensive snaps. They blitzed 45 times, more than any other team in the league. So that he is right about the aggressiveness, but Matthew Stafford is tied for 2nd in yards per attempt, 1st in completion percentage, and 1st in passer rating against the blitz with a minimum of 30 dropbacks.
Yeah, so there's a big difference. Aaron Rodgers, Brady, and Stafford, veteran quarterbacks, are great against the blitz.
Right.
Doesn't mean they're always great against pressure. If you can get pressure without blitzing and then compromising your secondary, that's where Stafford could get in trouble.
Yeah, because he is he tends to throw the ball away.
Yeah, so if Tampa gets a blitz without bringing extra people, that's where Matt can get in trouble. That's what's Tennessee. Tennessee got huge pressure on Stafford and didn't bring extra people.
Right.
But it's, I will say this, Todd Bowles, who I think is just a great defensive coordinator, I didn't think now you look at it in retrospect, he was okay in New York. If you look at what he was dealing with,
right.
He's really interesting. So Todd, you could tell he didn't think Jalen Hurts could beat them. They were so absurdly aggressive and fast. I don't think he's going to be that aggressive against Stafford. They do a lot of motion, a lot of sets. They have the ability now with OBJ, even more than Robert Woods, to beat you down the field. You got to be careful about bringing extra people against this Rams personnel.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting matchup to watch this weekend between Todd Bowles and Matthew Stafford. Yeah. So Jimmy Garoppolo has gotten the 49ers back to the divisional round of the playoffs, despite the team's success this season. A lot of Niners fans are very eager to see Trey Lance and move on from Jimmy G, but former Niner Richard Sherman thinks Jimmy G should not only be the starter now, but next season.
I think he should be the starter again. People forget that Aaron didn't start his first year. He didn't start his second year. They're so ready to rush him in there, and they're rushing him in there with expectation, and that's the hardest thing to do. Jimmy is winning ball games. Jimmy has a winning record. And it has won games and got you to the playoffs again. It's such a lack of appreciation that it's really sad, because the appreciation isn't going to start when Trey starts playing quarterback, because you're not even appreciating winning. Some of these fans aren't even appreciating the win.
Well, you know, this is what I've been talking about with Niners fans all season long, because they are very excited, understandably so, to see Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Shanahan was very clear that Jimmy G was going to be the starter this season. He made a choice not to go with the rookie that they used a lot of assets to get. But sometimes in sports, we get to see what the experiment will be. And you're going to see that with Matthew Stafford with a new team we just talked about with the Rams.
Yep.
He's doing well. Jared Goff, was it Justin McVay and the team? It appears to be so, because he is struggling in Detroit.
Yeah.
Niners fans really want Trey Lance next year. An interesting word that Richard Sherman snuck in there is expectations, because they are winning.
They're a playoff team again with Jimmy G.
Again, and have just won a playoff game on the road as an underdog in Dallas against a better overall team, a team that won their division.
So, and Seattle should be better next year, Stafford in year two, and Arizona, whether you like them or not, are clearly competent. They're
right.
A dynamic team. Like they're not going into a four-win tunnel. So the division should be better next year. And here comes the young quarterback. That I think you'll appreciate him way more in a year from now.
Oh, I do too. Like I know Niners fans get frustrated with Jimmy G, and we all do for various reasons, whether it is his health or the mistakes that he makes. But you're going to get to see what this young quarterback can do in a very tough division, arguably the best division in football. And Jimmy G's going to be somewhere else, and he's going to have an opportunity to be a starter somewhere else. I do think this is going to be an interesting experiment with them moving on from Jimmy G, because Richard Sherman is right. They're winning games, and you very quickly forget how nice it is to just win games if things don't go well with Trey Lance, which I do think it's unfair to have those kind of expectations on him.
Yep.
But that's what
it's
going to be.
No layups in the NFC West.
None.
You have 6 games a year that are standalone primetime TV games. Every single Ram game against the Niners, Seahawks, and Arizona is the America's Game of the Week.
Like, right.
There are no layups.
Because the division is so tough, they're all playoff games.
Star quarterbacks every week.
So the Titans are doing everything to ensure they have home field advantage intact. For the divisional matchup with the Bengals tomorrow, they changed their policy. So ticket transfers can't be made until 24 hours before the game. And Tennessee's VP of ticketing admitted that this move was made to try and limit the number of visiting fans traveling to Nashville.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. Whatever. They're getting people in the seats anyway. It's their field. They can do whatever they want. Of course they want all Titans fans there. The 24-hour transfer policy doesn't apply to anybody who got it with like StubHub or Ticketmaster or SeatGeek, but
they're healthy.
They're
12th
in average home attendance this season.
It's not a great home field advantage, but they're healthy. It just always feels like, even when they got rid of Marcus Mariota, they were like 9-7.
A very competent team.
Very competent franchise. And for whatever reason, they tend to be better in big games. Like they lost to the Jets this year. But every time they play a Buffalo or a Kansas City or a New England, it's like they really bring their A game.
They kind of feel like they play to their competition.
A little bit Pittsburgh in Big Ben's prime.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a close game.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Okay,
but
this is such an interesting time of the year. So you have all these great games coming up, but we have 7 coaching openings. There's crazy rumors out there. We have GMs. Some teams will just hire the coach. The Giants want to hire a GM, then a coach, which I think is probably the way you want to do it. Albert Breer is now joining us, Monday Morning Quarterback. Okay, Giants reportedly have hired the Bills' assistant GM, and that's an organization that's really well run over the last 5 years. So they're going to hire the number 2 guy in the front office, Joe Shane. The Giants are. I got no problems with it. The Bills are meticulously run over the last 5 years. But what does that tell me about who they would hire at coach? Is that Brian Daboll? Is that what it's telling me?
Yeah, I think Brian Daboll is certainly in the running. And I don't think the Giants are going to predetermine who they're going to hire as coach, but they're going to listen to their new general manager, because one of the issues over the last few years for them has been the coaching and personnel hasn't always matched up. And so Joe Shane now jumps in with John Mara and Steve Tisch to help run the coach search. And Brian Daboll is a really interesting name. There's obviously the quarterback development piece of it that we've all seen over the last few years with Josh Allen. But there's also a strong connection to Shane there, and not just because they worked together in Buffalo. They actually worked together in Miami in 2011, and Shane was part of bringing Daboll aboard from Alabama in 2018. So I would expect that Brian Daboll is going to get a very real shot at this job, Colin. You know, and then I think there are a couple names of guys that clearly Giants ownership has wanted to talk to all along. Brian Flores is one. He's obviously got the ties to New York. And Dan Quinn, who everybody seems to want to talk to and who I think is the clubhouse leader to get the job in Denver, he's another one that the Giants have put in a request for and are hoping to talk to over the next few days.
Okay, so Josh McDaniel, he's the longtime Patriot offensive coordinator. His name has now surfaced with the Raiders. And I was telling the team this morning, I said, you know, he's a little bit like the Lane Kiffin of college. They both had an NFL disaster. Both are a little off-putting in their personality. Both have worked with a genius. Both played college football. Both dads were coaches. It's a lot of similarities. But with Lane Kiffin and Josh McDaniel, there is a little uneasiness sometimes, like, if we hire them, are they all in, right? Like, same with Lane. And I think they're both great coaches. So it's interesting. After the Gruden mess, it would not be my first choice, although I think Josh McDaniels could be an excellent hire. What do you make of the rumors?
Well, I think there's reality to it. And look, this goes back a few days now, and you know, the guy who was interviewing for the general manager job in Las Vegas, they flew him out there today. Dave Ziegler is the director of player personnel in New England. And not only is he connected to Josh McDaniels, he went to the same schools, Josh McDaniels, John Carroll, Division III in Ohio. And he would have been Josh McDaniels' general manager if Josh McDaniels had gotten the Cleveland job in 2020. So there's a very strong connection between Ziegler and McDaniels. On top of that, the Raiders are interviewing another guy, Champ Kelly, who worked for Josh McDaniels in Denver and who could come aboard maybe as Ziegler's assistant GM if all these things fall into place. And so I think there's reason to believe that there's interest in Josh McDaniels there. I think one reason why this could be the place that he would go. I realize why there'd be doubts and, you know, with ownership and everything else, why maybe, you know, he wouldn't be as interested. What I look at here, Colin, is an ability to set up the structure he wants. And really, I think people have kind of gotten a little carried away with the idea that he wants all the power. He doesn't want all the power. He wants a structure that he can work with. And that was sort of what he went into Cleveland with, and saying, if you want to buy into my culture, if you want to buy into my structure, how I want to set things up, great. Then we'll go forward and I'd love to work here. And if you don't, that's fine. If you want to do it the way that you've been doing it the last 5 years, which is what Cleveland decided to do, it's like, all right, then you can go forward with that. And so I think the idea that the Raiders could be assembling the sort of structure that Josh McDaniels would want, I think at least gives you the indication that they're interested in Josh McDaniels as the head coach, and that Josh McDaniels could potentially wind up there.
So the Jimmy G story is really interesting. So Joy and I were just talking about this, is that, you know, sometimes you don't appreciate people till they're gone. This is the best division in football, NFC West. Rams, Matt Stafford in year 2 with McVay could probably be better. I don't think Seattle's going to be as bad. They'll be better. And Arizona's always got a chin. This is a wildly dynamic, explosive team. And here comes Trey Lance, who will be the fourth best quarterback in that division, at least as a first-year starter. And it does leave you wondering, do you bail on Jimmy G? Do you just flush him out? Like what if Lance struggles? Like, I mean, if Jimmy G won this weekend, wins two road playoff games, I'm just trading him to Denver. Like, what do you think his future is if he won a game this weekend?
Colin, do you remember how quickly the Chiefs traded Alex Smith in 2018?
I don't. Do you
remember how fast that happened? That happened during Super Bowl week of 2018. They traded him in January. Like, they didn't wait until March. They offloaded him almost right away. And you know why? Because they knew what they had. Like, they had seen Patrick Mahomes in practice. And while the rest of us were looking at it and saying, God, do you want to move on that quickly from a guy who just won 11 games for me? And Alex Smith had the best year of his career, and they had a veteran team. Like, do you really want to do that? And then Patrick Mahomes was the MVP of the league in 2018.
Yeah.
So here's the way I look at it. If they don't move on from Jimmy G this offseason, I think it's a red flag on where Trey Lance's development is. I don't think you can see it any other way. They traded three first-round picks to go and get the guy. They took him third overall. They've spent a year developing him. The way I look at it is, if Trey Lance is who they thought he was when they took him third overall, I mean, they should be itching to get him on the field after this year. And I agreed with the idea that they had the sort of team that really necessitated a veteran quarterback. Like, it didn't make sense for the Nick Bosas and the Debo Samuels and the Trent Williams of the world to be playing with a rookie quarterback. That was a contending team right now, and that's played out. But he's had his year of development now. He's had his redshirt year. And I think the plan is still to go forward with Trey Lance in 2022 as their starting quarterback and get something in return for Jimmy Garoppolo. But if for some reason they don't, I think that is a red flag on where Trey Lance is, because we know what Jimmy Garoppolo is at this point.
Hey, listen, I know you're a Buckeye, but you have great connections to Michigan because, you know, this year it's been tough for you because Michigan did win, and I know you're sulking about that. I understand that. But I was told, and you have much better sources than I do, I was told about 3 days ago, Jim would take the Raiders job if offered. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he's staying at Michigan. And my gut feeling is he's assembling his staff at Michigan. He will stay at Michigan. I don't say it with absolute certainty. That's my feeling. Just a little update. Are you hearing anything on Harbaugh?
Yeah, I think the defensive line hire last week was significant. You know, and I don't know. I mean, I think that there's – you talk to enough people, and they'll tell you, you know, don't try to guess what Jim's doing. Only Jim knows what he's going to do. And you know this, Colin. But, I mean, like, there was – And you and I have talked about this. There was, you know, that little grudge that he was holding against the people that made him take the pay cut a year ago.
Yeah.
And I think the idea of making them squirm, making them a little uncomfortable, I think that sort of appeals to him. And so, you know, I think dragging it out as far as he did, that's part of it. You know, I think another piece of it is it really does appeal to him, the idea of going back to the NFL. And I think if we've learned anything over the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's that the stuff that you heard in 2015 and 2016, that Jim Harbaugh still had unfinished business in the NFL after coming so close to winning a Super Bowl in San Francisco, that stuff's true. Like, I think he really does have unfinished business in the NFL, and he wants to get back there at some point. And at 58 years old, after being completely shut out last year, after sniffing around the Jets job, after sniffing around the Chargers job, I think he realizes that that opportunity might not be there every year. So if the Raiders put something in front of him in the next few days, can I say, you know, unequivocally he's going to say no to the Raiders? I cannot say that. But I think the likelihood is probably, you know, where you're at, that he winds up back in Michigan.
Hey, by the way, if I know I'm this is not inside information and you're a reporter, but if I said to you there's going to be an upset in the playoffs this weekend, who would be your upset pick?
Are the Rams an upset? See, like, kind that's of, the thing, right?
Right, kind of.
I mean, I think the Rams found another gear on Monday night, don't you, Colin? I mean, Cam Akers, to me, I was stunned how effective he looked, how explosive he looked 7 months off the Achilles. And I think what you saw, and having talked to people in that organization, you saw the vision for what Sean McVay saw this as back in April and May and June before Akers got hurt. You saw it come to life, which is a power running game unlocking who Matthew Stafford can be. And then you can see the Rams starting to figure out how to use Odell Beckham, how to use Von Miller. Those guys made big plays in that game. And then you look at where the Bucs are, two offensive linemen with pretty significant injuries. They're probably going to play through them, but significant injuries in Tristan Wirfs and Ryan Jensen, and they're already down on the offensive side of the ball, Antonio Brown and Chris Godwin and Leonard Fournette. We'll see what percentage of Leonard Fournette you get on Sunday. I would say the Rams are probably the upset pick, but I go into this game and I'm going to be there, Colin. I sort of see this thing as a pick I'm going in anyway.
I can't wait. Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback. Listen, I know it's going to be, you got to get over that loss to Michigan. It's okay. I swear Ohio State's going to win a bunch of games next year, and it's great seeing you.
All right, you too, Colin. Hey, by the way, the difference between Ohio State and Michigan, Michigan goes 11-2, they throw a parade. Ohio State goes 11-2, they fire half their coaching staff. You can file that one away.
The pettiness was excellent. I love that by Albert Breer. College football fans, as they always say, we're all just one degree away from crazy. There's something about the plaque on the wall. There's something about the bands. NFL fans lose. They go have a beer. That college thing.
Well, it's acceptable to be nostalgic about college.
That's right.
It's your formative years.
Yes, that's right. You know? Good point.
You have a different kind of connection to
you
that.
You fell team. In love at least for a weekend in the dorm. I mean, it's just a different time in life. All right, blazing four, top of the hour. Thoughts on Stafford against Brady this weekend next?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation.
They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Wolf and Shepherd, my favorite shoe brand. Wearing them right now, wolfandshepherd.com. Amazingly comfortable shoes. Wear like sneakers, but they're dress shoes. So anytime anything's new and unproven, we're all a little cynical. Matt Stafford never won a playoff game. Very cynical. Not sure he's new. Brady's established. When he has a bad game, we're like, you know, whatever. Like he has like three a year. So Brady had three bad games this year. Stafford had three bad games, but Stafford doesn't have the credibility. And Stafford, because he plays in the best division in football, every time he plays the Niners, it's America's game of the week. Seahawks, America's game of the week. Arizona, Sunday night football. Brady plays the Falcons twice a year. It's a 1 o'clock window game. He plays the Saints without Drew Brees. Nobody cares. Do you remember his four games against the Carolina Panthers? None stick to my brain. Because when you're successful and you've done things and you have a bad game, we don't bring the knives out for you. But Stafford, there's a lot of expectations. They both had three ugly games this year. But as they play this weekend, here's the truth. And this is Stafford against a much better division. The average game this year for Matt Stafford and Tom Brady. And remember, Stafford played six games, now especially for Niners and Arizona, much better competition. Completion percentage, both 68. Passing yards per game, well, I mean, I thought when they had an A-B and a healthy Chris Godwin, it's the best receiving core in the league, Brady throws for about 20 more yards a game. Passing touchdowns a game, they both average 2.5. Interceptions a game, rounded up, both average 1. Passer rating, Stafford slightly higher. It's the same guy. One place in a much tougher division. Same guy. Both have offensive coaches. Both have top five offensive lines. Both have star receivers. Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp. Both have above average tight ends. Tyler Higbee and Gronk. Both have secondaries that have been a little beat up this year, but both have, like, you know, high performers back there. One a safety for the Bucs, one a corner for the Rams. Both have very good defensive front. Vita Vea is a star, JPP, Aaron Donald, now Von Miller. It's kind of the same team. It's kind of the same game they met. Stafford outplayed him. So if Stafford comes unraveled a little this weekend, I think we'll be real. People will be punitive of their punishment of Stafford. Oh, you kiss Stafford. Stafford and Tom are the same quarterback. They average virtually the same game. It's just that, you know, you got two layups against Atlanta and two layups basically against Carolina. Like, a four layups this year. So, you know, I think Stafford has been really, really good. But that Sunday night SoFi game of the week with Tennessee, when he throws a pick six and two, I remember that game vividly. I don't remember Tom's bad games this year. If I said to you, the average fan, what were his bad games? I'd probably guess the Saints in one because he struggled against the Saints. I couldn't think of the other ones. And Tom was in that 1 o'clock window a lot for being Tom Brady. So that late window, that was Mahomes' window and Aaron's window and Stafford and the Rams' window. That was Josh Allen's window. That was the Cowboys' window. When you start looking around in those late big games, I'm not saying Brady was, but one of the more memorable games of the year for Brady was the opener against Dallas. That's one of the more memorable games. So he doesn't have a lot of memorable division games. I think Stafford's going to play well. I think they have a shot. It'll be part of my blazing four picks, which I'm very excited about. It is we got into this discussion yesterday. What is really remarkable about the NFL? It's really fascinating. This has never happened in my life. That the nutritional standards are better, the training is better, the practices are easy, the staffs are better, the safety protocols are better. There's less hitting now than ever during the week. Players are coming back from injuries in season and starring. Cam Akers was spectacular last week. We didn't even consider him as it was off the chart. Derrick Henry, we said, should be back.
right for the playoffs. Cam Akers, we thought was done. J.J. Watt, we thought was done. It's really fascinating how few good players are missing. Cincinnati's missing a defensive lineman. You cross your fingers, David Bakhtiari, offensive lineman for Green Bay. Chris Godwin, Robert Woods out. Overwhelmingly, Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Tennessee. These are healthy teams in a sport where people tackle each other. And they added a game. Hour two, Blazing Four, next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.